Dr. Pinsky dictating a male IME on Daniel Tursi, T-U-R-S-I. Daniel Tursi is a 34-year-old male who reports he injured his right wrist at work on 10-10-22. Period. On that occasion, he was picking an order off of a truck. Period. This was a pack of Ben & Jerry's ice cream. Period. He believes he injured his right wrist as a result, but did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He did have further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of tendonitis, treated surgically on 11-11-22. Period. He's no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph. I need to correlate a note I wrote about a similar injury in June of 2022. Period. As per the records provided, he filed a claim petition alleging he was lifting and injured his right wrist. Period. Medical records show he was seen by hand specialist Dr. Recant, R-E-K-A-N-T, on 10-24-22. Period. He related acute and continued complaints of right dorsal radial wrist pain, comma, swelling and weakness secondary to an injury while working as a truck driver, pulling product out of his truck in July 2022. Period. He describes acute pain and swelling at that time, which has progressed despite activity modification. Period. He was diagnosed with advanced persistent right decoid veins tenosynovitis, which they discussed treatment options. Period. On 11-11-22, Dr. Recant performed right wrist decoid veins release with extensor tenolysis. Period. The postoperative diagnosis was persistent right decoid veins tenosynovitis. Period. Mr. Tursi followed up postoperatively running through 12-12-22. Period. He recommended continued scar management and continued to monitor his symptoms expectantly. But he was giving a note to return to work in a full duty capacity. Period. The paragraph prior records show he was seen on 6/27/22 at Inspira Health complaining. Scratch that. He was seen at Inspira Health on 6/27/22, noting he was seen on 6/23/22 for a new workers' compensation injury to the right wrist. Period. He was pulling product off the truck, his wrist and back, and he felt sharp pain in it. Period. He was being seen at follow-up, stating the wrist was the same, if not worse. Period. On this occasion, he was diagnosed with a wrist sprain for which he was instructed on cryotherapy and activity modifications. Period. X-rays showed no wrist fracture. Period. He followed up on 7/4/22 with persistent symptoms. Period. He was prescribed Voltaren arthritis pain gel. Period. He was released from their care for this condition. Period. He was expected to attain full resolution in 7 days. Period. However, he returned on 10/13/22. Relating his wrist pain was the result of an injury on 6/27/22. Period. This is the same pain he's been having since last summer. Comma, lifting the heavy liquids at work is making the pain worse. Period. He had pain through the thumb and radial styloid. Period. On this visit, he was diagnosed with radial styloid tenosynovitis, parentheses, decoid veins tenosynovitis, close parentheses. operative to wear a splint as directed and was referred for orthopedic consultation. Appeared underline this would have been only shortly after the alleged injury of 10-10-22. Appeared in the paragraph, earlier records show he was in fact seen at Lower Bucks Hospital emergency room on 7-6-22. Period. He presented with an abscess at the right axilla that had been present for the past 6 weeks. Period. He was evaluated and diagnosed with an abscess for which incision and drainage was performed. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed a healed, short, open scar on the radial aspect of the right wrist, consistent with his surgery. Appeared there was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Appeared the rest of that section is normal. Hands, wrist, elbows, normal. Spine, cervical, normal. With hand anemometry, he demonstrated consistently decreased hand grasp on the right compared to the left. Appeared by manual muscle testing, they were both 5/5. Appeared impressions on 10-10-22. Daniel Tersey reportedly injured his right wrist when unloading product. Period. He had already been under the care of Inspira for similar symptoms that had developed a few months earlier. Period. He was initiated on conservative care. Period. He then was seen orthopedically by Dr. Recant. Period. He diagnosed acute veins tendon synovitis. Period. Surgical release was done on 11-11-22. Period. He followed up postoperatively through 12-12-22. Period. New paragraph, the current examination of Mr. Tersey found he had healed surgical scarring about the right wrist, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. He had full range of motion without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. New paragraph, there is 5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right hand. Period. This is for the orthopedic residuals of decreased veins, tendon synovitis, treated surgically with an excellent clinical and functional result. Period. End.